This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Co-op Solutions' very own Samantha Paxson giving us a preview of Think 22, which is going to take place in Chicago, May 2nd through the 6th, so check it out. On today's show is Samantha Paxson from Co-op Solutions. Samantha, how are you today?
I am great. Good. I am great, Mike. Always good to be on with you. Good to see your smiling face. We're actually in the same city.
I know. The same coast, the left coast, as they say. So yeah, well, good to have you back on this side of the country. Hey, speaking of which, when we last talked at GAC in Washington, D.C. on the other coast, Co-op, you guys were unveiling your new brand. Congratulations on that. And now you kind of get to reinforce it at your conference coming up, Think 22 in Chicago. And that's going to be happening basically in a month, May 2nd through the 6th. So let's chat about that, shall we?
Let's talk about Think. I love it.
All right. So first of all, this is the first live Think that's probably what in a couple of years, right? Am I correct in that?
2 years. We are going to be live and in person for the first time in 2 years. Right. And though we have seen a lot of credit union leaders virtually, we've had more than 5,000 credit union leaders support our events and have participated in our virtual series. Yep. We can't wait to see people's faces and collaborate and think together in person. So it'll be great to be in the beautiful city of Chicago, right in the middle of the country, easy to get to. Yeah. So it'll be tremendous for us to be back in person.
Yeah. And a great time of the year to be in Chicago as well. Cause that's like my favorite month to go there is like early spring or like right around the middle of springtime. So yeah, it's a great time of the year to be there. But yeah, I want to go back to the virtual things that you guys did, and you were Co-op was one of the first ones to really pull off a virtual conference, and everyone was kind of, you know, sitting on pins and needles. Are they going to pull it off, or how are they going to do this? And a lot of other conferences as well. But you guys knocked it out of the parks, you know. So, and just kudos to you guys for doing a really good job for those 2 years that we spent doing that type of stuff. So I think you guys set the bar really high for others to emulate what you guys did. So well done on that.
Thanks, Mike. We kind of treated it like a TV show.
We
were supposed to have our events basically at the start of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We had about 6 weeks to flip that and make a decision. Do we do it? And can we do it virtually, or should we just cancel? Mm-hmm. And we said, let's do it. And we actually rented a production studio and had people coming in from live feeds from many different, mm-hmm. I think we had 6 different cities, and we actually had 2,500 attendees stay on for four hours.
Oh my God.
So this was before Zoom fatigue, but it was, it was pretty amazing. We were blown away by that response. And I think it just felt good for us to all connect at the beginning of the pandemic and mm-hmm. have a Think series that it kicked off a Think series where we had, we hosted multiple events over the last 2 years and have some incredible speakers and good content. And really people were looking for what to do. Yep. How do I manage this new paradigm that we're in with the pandemic? How is this shifting member behavior? How is this shifting the way people are engaging with their financial services providers? And what do I need to do differently in order to grow my credit union? And lo and behold, a lot of the same challenges are there, and strategies have just continued and accelerated. And that's really the purpose of us getting together in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's bring it to the present here. Cause tell us about this year's theme, and this year's theme is Rethink Everything. So what stands behind that, and how will it guide the conference content for folks?
Well, it's really interesting. The past 2 years have really taught us that the trends that we had been experiencing around digital transformation and competing with the likes of fintechs and big tech, Amazon and Apple, that we just thought was, it's on the horizon, it's back here, we don't need to worry about it. And lo and behold, the pandemic really accelerated those trends. And so we've had to take a look, but we have just completed some incredible market research. It's now our third year in a row of doing proprietary research with EY and now Feline, where we're understanding how do credit union leaders think about their growth and their ongoing prosperity as a credit union and as a movement? And how do consumers think about that? And how are they thinking about their daily financial life and what needs they need to have met? And so what we really found through our research on both sides, Aileen looked at credit union mindsets and the strategies that they're using. And EY looked at the consumer side of the house.
Okay.
And what we found is that there's an opportunity gap that mm-hmm. exists between mm-hmm. how credit unions are seeing their growth happen and what consumers, including prospective members and existing members, what they're really expecting of their financial provider. Mm-hmm. And so this conference is designed to be a growth strategy conference around the credit union model.
Right on.
And so we're going to take a look at credit unions, look at interest income lending as their primary way, it's their bread and butter in making money. What's happening in the current environment is that we know that there's refis have gone away, HELOCs are heating up, the margins that they used to earn on interest income has dwindled, and we don't know when that's coming back. So what credit unions are really needing to do is take a look at their overall engagement model and their overall economic portfolio and say, how do I continue to not only grow my profitability with the existing economic index that I have, mm-hmm. but also what does that look like for me to grow market share? Am I not just growing with the existing member base that I have? How do I keep getting more members to come into my credit union and to utilize the totality of my services? And then lastly, what does that mean for my service model? Like, how do I need to engage a population that is used to doing everything digitally? So it's a lot to think about. And we have almost 500 people registered so far.
Oh, well done.
Still a month to go. And many of the audience, a good portion of the audience is CEOs. They're good. Wanting to come to say, how should I be thinking about my model? My main concerns are on experiences, expenses, and earnings. Mm-hmm. And what the Feline research told us is that they're a little bit overwhelmed with all of the change that has happened in our space. So how do I actually go about solving for growing my credit union, improving my economic index, and doing it in a way that doesn't cost me all of my earnings in order to go compete in a very competitive, technologically advanced marketplace with very empowered consumers.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And I'm really glad that you kind of laid that map out for us, because I think people who have been to Think before and who know anything about co-op, you guys really do a deep dive into these things. And I really like how you guys bring different speakers in from different industries and really have them give their perspective, but then connect the dots to credit unions. I think a lot of people really appreciate the coupling of the deep research and then bringing in different perspectives as well. And having said that, can you share with us some of the keynote headliners that you guys have on tap here? Because you guys always knock it out of the park with your keynote speakers.
Well, there's a lot of lessons coming out of this event. And with lessons, you need case studies. You need real world examples how other companies are actually tackling these problems. So we have lined up and curated a list of some incredible speakers that really help to solve for the challenges that we're finding in the research that we've done with EY and Feline, and really understanding how do you take this moment and really leverage it to grow? So we are looking at some of the world's most inspiring and admired organizations, like Apple, one of the first Think keynotes ever. We have Ken Kosienda, who authored a book about Apple's design process and as led by Steve Jobs. We have Sally Krawcheck, who's a CEO and the tech first company Elevest that focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion and wealth management, and was the former CEO of Merrill Lynch. We have Dave Logan, who is actually one of my professors at USC. Many of you know I'm getting my MBA at USC, and he is an expert on leadership, especially during the Great Resignation. So he wrote a book called Tribal Leadership and How to Evolve Cultures in Order to Make Them Transformative in a Digital Age, and also how to combat the Great Resignation.
Okay.
We have Swan Sit, who she has led teams in digital transformation at Nike, Revlon, and Estee Lauder. So she's really in consumer-focused companies, taking a traditional organization and seeing how to make it more appropriate in a retail environment. So similar to how we think about retail banking in the credit union space, how do we really rethink service from that perspective?
Mm-hmm.
We have a top-level executive, Bill Carr, a strategy leader in tech innovation from Amazon. We also have Fred Reichfield. Do you know who Fred Reichfield is?
I do not, no.
He is the founder and the creator of the NPS score.
Oh, really?
Yes. So ways that many of our credit unions really look at net promoter scores and seeing how they look at service and using that. He was the architect of that. So he is coming to talk to us about service and how that looks in a digital environment. And our last two are Eswar Prasad from Cornell University and professor and author of The Future of Money. So what does that look like, especially as we investigate things around payments and AI and crypto and things of that sort? Mm-hmm. How should credit unions be thinking about that? And of course, it's hosted by Gene Chatsky, who will be our host again, who really serves as a consumer advocate around financial health and wellness. And how do we incorporate that as part of our mission in the ways that we deliver, in the ways that we grow, in the ways that we differentiate ourselves as credit unions?
Yeah. Yeah. And she is a fantastic resource. If I mean, obviously her time on the Today Show and things like that, but she also has a website, Her Money. I mean, I'm going there at least a couple of times a week just to check out what she's got going on and get her newsletter. So yeah, she's a fantastic resource, but also a fantastic host as well of your of the Think event. So kudos to you guys for
helps to bring it all together. Yes.
Yeah, so hey, that's all on the main stage here. So can you share with us some of the master classes that are going kind of maybe off the main stage? What's going on with those?
Yeah, we want to take things deeper. I mean, this is a lot of heavy stuff, heady information. And in order to make it real, you have to ground it in the topics that and levers that we all think about in terms of our growth strategy. So things like data activation. So one of the lessons that we want to impart is that in order for you to grow as a credit union, you need to design yourselves around the credit union. So it's rethink everything, focusing on the new member centricity. This is the way to grow and serve our members is to design your credit union around the member. So how do you do that? And this is about having a really solid data strategy. So we're going to do a deep dive masterclass on data and how to interpret data in order to uncover needs. How do you manage your data in your credit union? How should you be using it across the organization? So we're doing a masterclass on data activation.
Okay.
The second masterclass is going to be on payment strategy. And, you know, Co-op is a payments and financial technology company. Our focus is on being there for your members in the moment. How do you make sure that you are creating sticky relationships with your members and not just being the organization that they have an indirect loan with, that how do you really create that primacy for your member? Mm-hmm. And so we are going to unpack how to behave like a fintech by putting payments at the forefront and what are strategies that you can use in order to create stickiness with your members. The last master class is on converging technology. So we're going to talk through the ways that you compete with ecosystems like Amazon and Apple. How do you become a platform technology organization as a credit union and embrace the power of connection? So what are the great, what are the right ways to invest? How do you think about building your tech stack? How do you have info security roll throughout that, data flow throughout that in order to really shift the way that you are designed, how you connect into your core, how that then, it really evolves your operating model. So that's the third masterclass. So we're diving deep and we're kind of having these big growth strategy conversations in the main stage and then going deeper into masterclasses.
Wow, you guys have got it covered. And then some.
It's a lot of content, but it's important. We feel like this is such an important time for credit union leaders to come together and see how to take our credit unions to the next level. We are at a moment where fintechs have grown 505% in 1 year. Credit unions are dipping in share and they're dipping in the American Consumer Satisfaction Index on perceived service levels, that they're, that consumers are less satisfied with how credit unions perceive service coming from this tried, trusted, and true, truly authentic type of financial services. So credit unions have a huge opportunity. They have an opportunity in this moment to really reevaluate the way that we can deliver and the way that we can grow. And that is the purpose of Think.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll never forget the talk that you gave. I think it was pre-pandemic. No, it was right before the pandemic at GAC 2020 at the Underground Collision, where you talked about payments and how many times you used payments just traveling to GAC. And that really illustrated how important just payments are. In the consumer's mind, and how, where a credit union can play a role in that, and having card top of wallet or top of phone or top of watch, you know,
top of subscription, top of Netflix, top of DoorDash. I mean, these are the ways it's a two-way responsibility. Credit unions have an opportunity to be there, like to have their payment vehicle in these services that their members are using every day, and to help guide their members. I mean, subscriptions are hard to manage. It's hard to understand and your cash flow, and to really, are you meeting your financial goals? And if I don't want a fintech provider helping me do that, I want my credit union to help me manage my financial life so that I am well taken care of as a human. And that's what credit unions do well, where people helping people. I've heard it called member economic participation. How do you get that member to engage with your credit union and to really have it be useful for them and for the credit union to help grow, have it be mutually beneficial growth for the consumer and for the credit union. So that's what we're going to unpack and think. Okay. We think it's important.
Yeah, no doubt. Offer crypto services. That's a big thing right now. So I think that's going to be a title covering the industry, but that's a whole nother show. Hey, let's talk about a little bit of fun. It sounds like we're going to be working hard, but we're going to be playing hard as well at Think. So tell us about the fun stuff in the evenings. And I understand there might be a visit to Wrigley Field to go check out the Cubs.
There's absolutely going to be a Wrigley Field night. So we are actually all of our evening activities support our favorite charity. And I'm wondering what you might call out that charity to be. Credit Unions for Kids. Yeah. So we think I serve as on the board of directors for the Credit Unions for Kids Advisory Committee. Todd serves on the board of governors. Todd Clark, our CEO, serves on the board of governors for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We need to keep raising money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Yep. It's important for our members, for their financial lives. It's medical debt is a big challenge, something that we talk about a lot. And so our evening events all support children's hospitals. And there's going to be some bold asks as part of participating that credit unions can sign up to be part of a hospital board, that they can donate to be part of our ATM campaign, or that they can donate money on site or sign up for Miracle Match. Mm-hmm. And all of the evening activities benefit Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. So they have a night at Wrigley Field. We're going to have our welcome reception at the Grand Chicago Riverwalk, which is a fabulous venue for our Thing 22 site. We're going to go see the White Sox and the Cubs, which we talked about at Wrigley Field.
What a game. Oh my gosh.
And there's going to be a huge evening celebration on the final night at Navy Pier. So we're taking over Navy Pier. Yeah. And if you've ever been there, it's one of the most historic sites in Chicago. So it is going to be an incredible event. And we really believe in celebrating and having a lot of fun when Co-op Solutions is with all of our 3,000 credit union clients. So we can't wait to get together with everyone and celebrate just being together, thinking together.
All right, Samantha, you've really piqued my interest here. So, and that's the understatement of the year so far. Hey, so where can people go and learn more about Think, and where can they go register?
Well, they can register at coopthink.org, coopthink.org. Okay. And there is also something that I did not talk about is that there's going to be a virtual option too.
Oh, wow.
So if you make it to there in person in Chicago, there is a discount rate for just being part of the virtual series, and you can participate in all of these speakers and masterclasses from the comfort of your Zoom screen. So we're all used to that these days.
Yes,
so we are just so excited to collaborate and cooperate with our clients to make every experience matter. That's what we're about at Co-op, is helping credit unions to grow the primary financial relationship. We're excited to talk about all of the technologies that we're able to provide, and really think is the place. It's a strategy conference. It's a place to really think through how to grow. And we are here to partner with our credit unions to help us all get there together. So I can't wait to see you there. I hope you're going to be there.
I will be there indeed. I can't wait as well. Yeah. I love Chicago that time of the year, and it's such a great town. But that's going to be just the icing on the cake. What's going to be really interesting is all the content that you guys are going to be delivering there, just again, from these outside perspectives and how people can put the credit union connection on it. I'm just really excited to hear all of that type of stuff and get feedback from people on how they enjoyed it and what they're going to do with that information. And yeah, you guys just really set the bar very, very high for all of us out there. So we appreciate the hard work that you guys put into this, because I know it's no easy task to
it's fun. I mean, this is what makes us, we always have to up level. We always have to raise the bar in all of our jobs, everything that we do. And we do it for our members. Yep. So we do it for our members. We do it for our credit unions, and we do it for ourselves just for the fun of getting better. So, I can't wait to hear from everybody and exchange ideas and see how we can all level up. So it's going to be really exciting. Yep. And I can't wait to see everybody there.
Yeah. And it's going to be here before you know it. It's a month away right now. So we better
register.
Exactly. Yeah, get registered right now. All right, Samantha, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here before I let you go?
No, I can't wait to see you. See you in Chicago. Let's get ready.
Got it. All righty. All right, Samantha, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. And I'll let you get back to work. Thank you.
Okay, I got to get back to work. That's right.
That's right. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.